The young students who formed the anti-Nazi movement called the White Rose were at first, like many other young people of their day, energetic and enthusiastic in an era when a new kind of leadership had just taken hold in their country.
Some of them had even been part of the Hitler Youth in the beginning.
Esther Bauer teaches German language and culture at Virginia Tech.
And then as they realized what was really going on, they started to ask questions.
They'd first gotten together as just a social group, doing what college kids do, playing music, going to art exhibits, hiking the mountains together, and talking philosophy late into the night. But as rumors of death camps and atrocities turned into substantiated facts from people they knew, they put their education and their ideals to work. Hans and Sophie Scholl, brother and sister, were part of a group that had been distributing anti-Nazi leaflets. They wrote and printed them and secretly dropped them in places where people would find them. And it went without a hitch until they leafleted the University of Munich.
And the maintenance person, the caretaker, saw them, grabbed them, and held them till the police came and they were arrested.
Nazi officials interrogated brother and sister for 3 days.
And they were all extremely serious. They did not budge. Especially Sophie was apparently very adamant about what she believed in. And when the interrogator tried to build her what's called the golden bridge to get out and said, well, maybe you didn't really know what was going on, maybe you were just influenced by your brother, she would always say, no, I was very aware, it was my decision, I wanted to do this.
21 years old, planning to marry her long-term boyfriend, she opted to stand trial in a country which had recently passed laws removing civil liberties, including freedom of speech and association.
Hitler and the Nazis had come to power perfectly legally. I mean, they had been elected. So, you know, the democratic process had worked. But once they were in power, they were no longer committed to actually supporting this process.
They gutted the courts and undermined the legal process itself.
There was a trial, but it was a complete show trial. It was in front of the so-called People's Court.
There was no testimony allowed for the defendants, but according to court transcripts, these words were spoken by Sophie Scholl. Quote, what we wrote and said is also believed by many others. They just don't dare express themselves as we did.
And then they were all sentenced to death and were executed within a day or two. And Hans apparently, right before he stepped onto the guillotine, said, long live freedom.
It wasn't until 1985 that Germany officially declared the Nazis' People's Court illegal and the members of the White Rose movement no longer traitors but heroes.
Now there are schools and squares and streets named after them.
The exhibit that opens tonight in the Newman Library at Virginia Tech is from a foundation established at the urging of the U.S., and today there's a permanent exhibit in Munich that's dedicated to sharing their ideas about standing up for what's right.
They really show you what a humanistic education can do and can teach you, and that studying philosophy, talking to people about ideas and about the big ideas, playing music, being interested in the arts is really something that shapes people, that shapes how they think and, in this case, how they act.
The White Rose stood for courage under pressure to comply.
I'm Robbie Harris.
The White Rose stood against them.